Then I thought, well, I'll apply to Glasgow to teach up there. And strangely, I was accepted. I think what was happening then was that Jefferson Barnes, who was then the head, Sir Jefferson Barnes, was looking to import people from other countries, mainly from England, to join the Scottish staff there. They had an excellent set of, well, all the staff were good so far as I was concerned. But they did have quite a strong academic movement in the academic in the sense of painterly style. And he was busy looking for people from the south. He got in Tony Jones, for example, into sculpture. So the fact that I was doing something that was then more or less cutting edge in the visual arts, I think, stood in my favour. So I got the job.
So cutting edge in comparison to, like, academic painting, more traditional?
Yeah, I mean, the what was happening at the time, well, the same thing was happening with the Royal Academy shows. They had been fairly traditional, and they were beginning to open up. And it was beginning to become more what it is now, which is pretty wide scope. And that was happening at that time, and I think fairly consciously. I think it was the only time when I could say that I probably was doing something that was genuinely new. It had moved on an inch from some of Vasarely's constructions using perspex, and it was a very simple reason that I had got perspex which was convex lenses. So it focused on a very small area of the line, and if you got the scale right of the reading of the perspex, you could control the movement very exactly.